August 2nd, 1930, how all things are veiled. Only in heaven everything is unveiled. Necessary conditions and work which are needed in order to know the truths. I was thinking about the many truths that blessed Jesus had told me on his divine will, and which, only to obey, I had written on paper. And that some people, in reading them, not only are not taken by these truths, but it seems to me that they hold them as truths not to be taken into consideration. I felt in pain because of this, that while to me they seem like many suns, one more beautiful than the other, capable of illuminating the whole world, for others, instead, it seems that they have not even the virtue of warming it and giving it a little bit of light. So, while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus, all goodness, told me, my daughter, all things down here, both in the supernatural order and in the natural order, are all veiled. Only in heaven are they unveiled, because in the celestial fatherland there are no veils, but things can be seen as they are in themselves. So, up there the intellect does not need to work in order to comprehend them, because of their own they show themselves for what they are. And if there is any work to do in the blessed dwelling, if it can be called work at all, it is that of enjoying and delighting in the things which, unveiled, one sees. On the other hand, down here it is not so. Since the human nature is spirit and body, the veil of the body prevents the soul from seeing my truths. The sacraments and all other things are veiled. I myself, Word of the Father, had the veil of my humanity. All my words, my gospel, in the form of examples and of similes. And only those who drew near me to listen to me with faith in their hearts, with humility and with the will to know the truths that I manifested to them in order to put them into practice, could comprehend me. By doing this, they tore the veils that hid my truths, and found the good that was in them. Through faith, through humility and by wanting to know my truths, it was a work that they were doing. And with this work they would tear the veil and find my truths as they are in themselves. And therefore they remained bound to me and to the good that my truths contained. Others, who would not do this work, would touch the veil of my truths, not the fruit that was inside. Therefore they remained on an empty stomach, they could not understand anything. And turning their back to me, they departed from me. So are my truths which, with so much love, I have manifested to you about my divine will. So that they may shine like unveiled suns, as they are, creatures must do their work, walk the way in order to touch them, which is faith. They must desire to want to know them, and pray, and humble their intellect in order to open it, so as to let the good and the life of my truths enter into them. If they do this, they will tear the veil and will find them, more than refulgent sun. Otherwise, they will remain blind, and I will repeat the saying of the gospel, you have eyes and do not see, ears and do not hear, tongue and are mute. See, also in the natural order all things are veiled. Fruits have the veil of the skin. Who enjoys the good of eating them? One who does the work of drawing near the tree, of picking it, of removing the skin that hides the fruit. This one enjoys and makes the desired fruit his food. The fields are veiled by straws. Who takes the good at those straws hide? One who uncovers them of those straws has the good of taking the grain in order to form the bread to make of it his daily food. In sum, all things down here have the veil that covers them, to give to man the work and the will, the love to possess them and enjoy them. Now, my truths surpass natural things by far, and they present themselves to the creature like noble queens, veiled, in the act of giving themselves to them. But they want the work. They want them to draw near them by the steps of their will, in order to know them, possess them and love them, necessary conditions in order to tear the veil that hides them. Once the veil is torn, with their light, of their own they make their way, giving themselves in possession to those who have searched for them. This is the reason for those who read the truths on my divine will and show that they do not comprehend what they read, even more, they are confused, because the true will of wanting to know them is lacking. It can be said that the work in order to know them is lacking. And without work nothing can be acquired, nor do they deserve such a great good. And I, with justice, deny to them that which I abundantly give to the humble and those who yearn for the great good of the light of my truths. My daughter, how many truths of mine, suffocated by those who do not love to know them and do not want to do their little work in order to possess them. I feel that they want to suffocate my very self, if they could. And I, in my sorrow, am forced to repeat what I said in the gospel, and I do it indeed, I take away from those who do not have, or who might have a little something of my goods, and I leave them in squalid misery, because, not wanting them and not loving them, these would hold them without esteeming them and without fruit. And I will give more abundantly to those who have, because these will hold them as precious treasures which will bear fruit more and more. Fiat.